I'm joined now by Mike Curry, the KC News Chief, and his colleague Greg Harlan, the NASA Public Affairs Officer at Kennedy Space Center. Welcome to the Space Show, gentlemen.
Good morning. Thank you, Peter.
Thanks for joining me. We've got a particular interest that we'd like to cover with you, if possible. Obviously, the Kennedy Space Center has a lot of history and a lot of amazing things that have happened there. And I guess people might be interested to find out how you go about preserving some of those historic artifacts, the places, the buildings, the facilities there. And given that it's an operational facility, I guess that's a challenge. I understand there's a KSE history preservation office. Could you tell me a little bit about that?
Well, they are involved in taking a look at, as you mentioned, Peter, all the historic facilities and equipment and artifacts that exist, and looking to find a way that we can preserve them. And, you know, it's a delicate balance these days with the intent to move forward with the space program. As you mentioned, Kennedy is a very large facility, and it's located on 140,000 acres. And we have buildings that were constructed here at the Kennedy Space Center and at the adjacent Cape Canaveral Air Force Station back in the 1960s that have been used in every human space program to date. But going forward, we don't necessarily have a use for every facility and every piece of hardware. And as you can imagine, we're located here basically on the beach in a corrosive environment where if you do not maintain the facilities, they begin to, you know, disintegrate. So, and that costs money to maintain them. So what NASA is doing and what Kennedy is doing is looking at all of the historic remnants of the past and making a determination whether or not they're going to be important for the future, for our future programs. And if not, then they are put on a list to evaluate and determine whether or not they should be preserved for historic purposes or whether or not we might be able to find other users for them. And if neither of those applies, then we have to decide the best way to move forward. And in some cases, we are mothballing facilities and with the intent that, you know, we might tear them down in the future.
Right. I guess, as you say, that with the corrosive nature of where you're located there, unless facilities are maintained, and particularly the fact that you're also subject to hurricanes and extreme weather, I guess right. Not only can some of those facilities fall down, but they could also be a hazard, I guess.
Sure. Yeah, and especially if not maintained in usable condition, then they could become hazardous during the potential for a storm where they could become part of the debris field that could endanger people. So, you know, it's a matter of safety as well as economics that we evaluate the facilities. And, you know, in some cases, it's very difficult when you look back in history and, for instance, Hangar S, which has been around for a long time and was home for the original crew quarters for the Mercury astronauts.
Yes.
You know, it's a facility that is ripe with history. President Kennedy visited there around the time that he announced the goal to reach the moon and return humans safely to the Earth. It holds a lot of memories for people. But at the same time, the crew quarters, the area where the astronauts were, all of that equipment, virtually everything from that building has been removed over the years, and it's sort of a shell at this point. And because it's a shell and because it was constructed so long ago, we haven't found any potential user for it at this point. And, you know, while you would hate to say that it needs to go, we also have to keep it air conditioned in order to keep rust from forming. And if rust forms, then it becomes a hazardous facility during high wind conditions. Mm. We're evaluating that and many other facilities and trying to decide whether or not we can retain them, given that our budget is focused on moving forward and it does cost money to heat and cool and maintain facilities.
Yeah, just on the hangar, as I understand, for earlier this year, a gentleman was putting some legal challenge or proposal to the government that any disposal of the hangaress be held up. Is that something that's ongoing? Is that something that you're restricted by, or how is that progressing?
Well, you know, we definitely have some of our legislators who are very interested in the history of this and concerned citizens in the area. So we certainly are taking everyone's thoughts into consideration and not doing anything without ensuring that we carefully evaluate the historic impact of the facilities.
Sure. So my understanding is also from a perspective of flight hardware and spacesuits and that type of thing that NASA has a partnership or a channel by which it passes on unrequired items to the Smithsonian Institute. How does that play into what you do or what the Preservation Office does, and how does that whole process work?
Well, you know, the Smithsonian National Air and Space Museum is the facility that holds the National Space Treasures. They have been as a government entity and a facility that's free to the public, the place that many historic artifacts have gone in the past and continue to go. So, you know, we work with them very closely to ensure that items that are of historic significance are available for the most people to see for as long as possible in the future. So they, you know, they will continue to receive a lot of the real prime artifacts that we have, including Space Shuttle Discovery, which was retired at the end of this shuttle program and is now on display at the Udvar-Házy Annex outside of Dulles Airport in Virginia, near Washington, D.C. At the same time, we have created another program so that it's open to other educational institutions and museums where anything from gloves that might have been worn during a spacewalk to helmets to computers used in the Launch Control Center, et cetera, are put on a list that these institutions can review and put in a request for, and if they receive them, all they have to do is pay for transportation. You know, NASA is doing everything in its power to ensure that the history is shared with the public around the world, you know, for as long as possible. Having said that, it's kind of hard to take a building and move it to somewhere.
Sure.
You know, even though it sure would be nice to be able to do that. If we don't need a building anymore and it holds historic significance, you know, there's a bit of a dilemma there on how you deal with it.
In Australia, we have a thing called the National Trust, which there's various layers and levels by which they can deem an area or a building that basically can't be touched. Do you have in the US or within the government have that type of process? And is there any items or areas at Kennedy Space Center that have an overlay on them that no matter what you cannot do, and you can not destroy it or pull it down?
Yeah, there is the historic register, and it is, and we work very closely with the group. Our Historic Preservation Office works very closely with the groups that register facilities, and we have had a number of facilities that are a part of the National Register. And going forward, you know, we definitely want to make sure that we preserve those facilities as long as possible. You know, but in some cases, it's just not possible if, you know, given the corrosive nature and the fact that buildings somewhat weather away. One such building was the original Mission Control Center here at Kennedy Space Center. In that area, all of the Mercury missions and the first couple of Gemini missions were controlled. Not only were they launched from here, but the flight control team managed the missions from here.
Wow.
It was a very historic facility that was wearing away and really unsafe.
Mm.
And so what NASA did in working with the appropriate officials was to create a website that contains every photograph that could be found, interviews with people who use the facility, videos, and generally setting up a historic preservation website for the Mercury Emission Control Center that keeps it alive in the only way possible, because the building itself was not safe.
Right.
And has torn down.
And I've been to the visitor center there, and I understand most of the equipment from that facility is in fact has been transplanted into a purpose-built facility at the visitor center.
Absolutely. If you come and you tour the visitor center, there's a just a fabulous presentation that a multimedia presentation utilizing those exact consoles and screens that were in use during that those days with the Mercury Control Center. And you genuinely feel as if you are in mission control.
Right.